Hello, Susanna Kasouf. Welcome to KABU.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Susanna Kasouf is one of the activists, often a spokesperson in Portland Sunrise Movement. It's rapidly grown, attracting young people. In fact, last year organized a congressional day when they challenged the Congress to act on climate change. It culminated in a sit-in that drew a lot of national attention. As to Portland, Sunrise strongly supports the radical Sanders Ocasio vision of a Green New Deal and has worked with many other Portland groups, including 350.org and the group Extinction Rebellion, the Sierra Club, the Just Transition Alliance that recently formed the Oregon Clean Energy Alliance, and many other organizations. They together won some important victories in the city, stopping fossil fuel exports and winning a ballot initiative to create a Portland Clean Energy Fund. So, Susanna Kasouf, today it's International Women's Day. Women hold up half the sky and are a majority of the staff and activists in Portland's climate action and climate justice groups and their struggles. That's true across the country, also across the world. How do you understand that? How is it that women have become so important in the staff and leadership?
Well, I think that women are socialized in many cultures to be caregivers and to promote harmony and a sense of others over self almost too much sometimes. I think the core of a movement that is successful is a feeling of harmony and love within the group, a feeling of we can do this together. We have power with one another. It's not that one of us in the group is more powerful than another person in the group, but the needs of the group actually come before the needs of the individual, and we work together towards our goal. And so last year I was a student teacher at Lincoln High School, and I was a student teacher in the environmental justice class, and it was mostly young women, although we had some good boys in there too. But I think that way that we're socialized to be caring really extends to the way that we view our world and care about our world. I actually just taught a lesson today about how the dominant culture has this view of nature that it's like subordinate to humans, that we have power over it. But like indigenous cultures have this view of nature of humans as the younger siblings of creation and of plants and animals as sovereign beings that deserve respect. And I think women, because of the way we're socialized, really it's easier for us to tap into that way of seeing the world and to caring for the world around us.
In the literature, Susanna, what's called the developing world, that literature points out that women are most impacted by and knowledgeable about environmental devastation, and that they, particularly BIPOC women, experience firsthand caring for the young, the old, the vulnerable, who are also most affected by climate change. Have you looked at those issues?
Yeah, well, not only are women most affected by climate change, because so often around the world we see women being at the forefront of agriculture when it comes to like indigenous agriculture, rural agriculture, and like you said, women at the forefront of caregiving, but also women really have the most to gain from the concept of a Green New Deal. Because what's really exciting to me about a Green New Deal is that it's not just about lowering carbon emissions, it's about reimagining our economy so that we are actually valuing the already low carbon work of caregiving. And rather than having our lives center around acquiring more things that is just crap that we're going to throw away, you know, it's focused instead around caring for one another, caring for each other, the arts, et cetera, all these places where women, again, because of our socialization, are already shining and being completely undervalued for their work. So the idea of a Green New Deal is that home health aides, teachers, doctors, nurses, they start to be really valued for that valuable work of caregiving, monetarily and otherwise in society.
Yeah, it means decent jobs for all, where people are respected and work together. And particularly, of course, in caregiving, it's often the community and the peers and people working together to self-organize and develop some community power and give one another support.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, BIPOC women are the most affected by climate change all over the world. Like we think about 9 out of 10 African farmers not being able to grow food by the year 2050, or like entire island nations in the Maldives or the Philippines just completely disappearing underwater. But again, it's BIPOC women who are often relegated to these caregiving roles in society, are marginalized to roles where so many white people, if you are wealthy, grew up in a home where you might have had a nanny who was a person of color. For so many BIPOC women, for so long, that was almost the only avenue towards work. And so again, when you shift the economy to be those being the jobs that are actually front and center and deserve the most respect and then also like resources, then you really start to heal the wounds that need to be healed in order for us to actually tackle this climate crisis. Naomi Klein, who I love, is a really brilliant journalist and writer. She talks about needing to enter a new phase of our economy where we focus on care and repair. We center the care economy and then also repair. So not only learning to repair our things, which we need to, we can't keep having this culture of disposability with our stuff, but also learning to repair our relationships and repairing generations of harm that have been done, and learning that there are no disposable people either, that we all have a place in this world together.
This is Bill Resnick for the Old Mole. The Old Mole Variety Hour on Cable Radio, 90.7 FM, Portland, Oregon. I'm talking to Susanna Kapoof. She's a activist, sometimes a spokesperson in the very youthful Sunrise Movement in Portland. We've been discussing why women have become central to the groups and movements around the world. Here, too, in Portland, struggling to reconstruct the world's economy and popular ways of life, that could deal with the major issue facing humanity today, surviving climate change, and again, building that better, sustainable, democratic world. Susanna, you discussed that women operate horizontally. They're not comfortable in top-down positions ruling others. The women's traditional role, which has to become the role of all of us, including resistant males, and some are moving. There's movement around the world. It's quite interesting, slow to be sure, and furiously resisted. But still, if we're going to have a habitable planet, seems to me we have to begin living in very different ways, respecting everybody, giving people a place at the table, which is what they really want. They want to live in dignity. Riches is not what most people, in fact, are aspiring to. They're aspiring to being respected and being respected members of a decent community. My sense is that women are now becoming so much more prominent in leadership, even in major hierarchical corporations, unfortunately or unfortunately, because they have a much greater capacity for building that community and providing respect and democratic contributory positions so people feel good about their lives.
Well, okay. First, I feel like I should clarify that I don't think women just, or maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think women inherently feel uncomfortable in these top-down positions. I think that women are socialized to feel uncomfortable in them. But I think that there definitely are some women who do feel comfortable in them. And like you just mentioned, women are the head of our corporations right now. And I would imagine that many of the women who are heads of corporations right now do feel very comfortable in that kind of top-down power. But the reason, like we said before, that I think so many social movements attract women is because we are socialized into that desire for care, right? To care for those around us, which is really what social justice is about. My favorite intellectual writer thinker of our time is Cornel West. And he says, justice is what love looks like in public. And I really agree with that. And again, we as women are socialized to value love and to center love. And I think that's a beautiful thing about being a woman. And it's something I wish for everyone in our society, because when you center your life around love, you have a deep, rich, and fulfilling life because you prioritize your relationships, you prioritize your world. And when you start to do that, then you start to realize exactly what you said, that every human being on this earth deserves dignity, deserves to live a dignified life. And going back to Naomi Klein again, she says that we have the resources for every person on this earth to have public luxury and private sufficiency. So we don't have the resources for everyone to have private luxury, but honestly, that's not what makes us happy anyway. I believe we need to have some aspect of our private lives, you know, that are ours. We can come home, we have a safe place to go, a place with our family. But our lives are more full, are more exciting, are more loving, are more fulfilling when we live in community. So when we have communities that are strong, everyone has health care, everyone has access to a good job. We have thriving arts and theater programs and beautiful fields where we can play sports, and everyone has access to as much education as they want. You can get as many master's degrees as you want. This is the kind of world that we can build, and this is the kind of world that is going to make us happier anyway. So I often say and think that as scary and overwhelming and depressing as the climate crisis is, and I wish that it wasn't, but it's also giving us an opportunity, because the way that we're living right now is just not working for most people. A lot of people today don't even feel that they have one person in their life that they can confide in and really tell their feelings to. And that's just no way to live. We need to reimagine the way we're living together. And this is our opportunity to do that.
Susanna Kassouf, thanks a lot for talking to us today. Keep up the good work and Sunrise. Let's win some elements of that community that you're talking about in Portland over the next several years. Certainly reconstructing everything to be able to meet the challenge of fulminating climate roasting. Thanks a lot for talking to us today, Susanna Kassouf.
Okay, thank you.